The stat that I read, and I can't even believe it, women are 80% more likely than men to live in poverty during retirement. Jennifer Streaks joins us now from Insider. Had a chance to speak with two finance experts about why that is and what to do about it. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And why is the stat the way it is?
Well, it's just that women face unique financial obstacles. You know, we make less money over the course of our careers due to the gender pay gap. There might also be women that choose to leave the workforce temporarily. And, you know, also women typically outlive men. So it puts a strain on the retirement funds that we do save.
Is it also because of misguided or old tropes about, quote unquote, who handles finances in the household that are obviously going away more and more, but to some people that still exists?
Yes, definitely. Women have to take more control of their finances and understand that it's not up to your spouse or a significant other to handle the finances for the both of you, or that there's one retirement pool for you both. You should have your separate financial plan and retirement funds.
Do you think that that's just an uncomfortable conversation to have? Or do you think that some people, and we're all guilty of it in some ways, live in the bliss expecting what's currently the situation to keep on going forever?
I think it's a combination of both. I think it can be uncomfortable, especially if you were in a situation or if you are in a situation where it was always handled by one person in the household. And then you also have those that are just fine with the way that it's always been. So I think that now is the time to take a look at your finances, how you're saving money, decide that you're going to start aggressively investing, and just make that change.
Yeah. I imagine part of it is, and like you mentioned, some women leaving the workforce to have kids or raise a family. It's a lot of playing catch up, right? Because for many women, you know, maybe they've already raised their kids and they're already out of the house and they're staring at a potential problem in the future. They have less years for compounding interest to do its thing, and they've got to find ways to make it work in less time.
Exactly. And that's why I've always said, now is the time to start a business. You should always have a side hustle so that you always have money coming in, even if you're not attached to a corporation or an employer that has a 401k. If you have your own business or a side hustle, you still have money coming in. So that way your retirement saving doesn't have to stop.
Right. You have one kind of a section you call create layered resources around your financial security. Can you break that down a little bit?
I think that we have to get out of the conversation of just the 401k in the emergency fund. Mm-hmm. We have to move forward. There has to be a brokerage account. You should definitely have a financial advisor that is putting together different types of investments for you. It could be an ETF. It could be a Roth IRA. It has to be more than, oh, I have this 401k and that's it. We have to have multiple layers of investing so that we are financially secure down the road. There has to be more than one way that you're approaching this.
And I imagine part of that's also because if you do leave the workforce, and so many women left the workforce during the pandemic, many have not returned. We started to see an uptick recently in women back in the workforce, which is great. But if you were relying on a company 401k and that was the only behavior in which you saved because it was automatically out of the check, when you step out of that environment, the saving habits may not be there still, and you have to figure out a way to make sure you do it on your own, right?
Correct. And that's why you have to have a business. Maybe you also invest with investment apps. There are a lot of those that are reliable that are popping up now, and just keep your retirement savings going. Do not just do it through your employer or look for that as the only way to invest.
I know this is a different world than it was, of course, 50 years ago. I imagine part of it might be also the idea that we don't talk about this enough, that this is a very specific problem because it may seem controversial to just say these things out loud, or that a lot of financial advisors, people that manage financial institutions, for the most part, I'd say are still majority men. Do you think both those things kind of trickle down to women taking a little bit more ownership of saving on their own?
That is definitely true. I think that we haven't had those conversations because they're awkward and they're hard. And no one wants to talk about the money that they don't have. But now that we're seeing that, you know, just like you mentioned earlier, 80% of women live in poverty during retirement, it's important that women take advantage and make sure that they are taking control of their finances. And also with the men that are in the financial industry, that they start educating themselves on the unique challenges that women face in planning for their finances.
Well, you were just going to, you're just answering my question there, because I even am tiptoeing through this conversation to as not sound uneducated on this or say the wrong thing. Is it a matter of men out there who, you know, have colleagues that are women, that have friends that are women, everyone kind of opening up and feeling free to have these conversations, and also male bosses offering more opportunities for women and more flexible schedules and design savings plans that might work a little bit better? I just, it's a fine line because I don't want to seem like I'm talking down to someone, right?
Not at all. I mean, I think that you have hit the nail right on the head. It is collaborative between a man and a woman, even in the workplace, to say, I see that, you know, women may be having a harder time saving. Let's put together savings plans that are specific for women. If you're leaving the workforce, maybe your investing here doesn't have to stop. There's a way that we can graduate it or something of that nature. It's also, like I said, for the financial industry to come up with investment vehicles and education vehicles so that male counterparts know what women's needs are when it comes to their money.
And at the end of the day, really, you can't rely on anyone else. This is something that any woman listening right now needs to, and men too, of course, when it comes to savings, but everyone needs to do a lot on their own right now.
That's true. And when you get to retirement, you have to realize there isn't a financial vehicle, when I say for retirement, for you to get a loan for retirement. Like, you can borrow for a car, for a home, to pay off a credit card or a student loan. But once you hit retirement, that's it. You are on your own, and you are facing what you have and, more importantly, what you don't have. So it is up to you. It's only going to be on you.
All right. Jennifer, I really appreciate you stopping by today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can read the whole thing at businessinsider.com. That's Jennifer Streaks.